Welcome to Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I'm Catherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. ESV.
The first part of this verse, without faith, it is impossible to please him. The entire idea of me not pleasing God is something I am wholly afraid of. When I say holy, I actually mean H-O-L-Y. Almost a little bit of holy with like the W-H-O-L-L-Y. Like it's a scary thing for me to think that what I'm doing is not pleasing to God.
I can definitely understand that.
Some people are extremely terrified of pleasing others. I am actually more scared of is God going to approve or disapprove of what I'm doing? Not to say I've always done that well or done it right. I want to live in such a way that I feel like I'm pleasing my Father in heaven. Like that's something that I care to do very much. And when I think maybe the first time I read this, it was like, without faith, it is impossible to please him. And I thought, oh, there's actually a chance that you can be very unpleasable to God. And this is telling you, without faith, that's what will do it. That's what will displease God, is not having faith, not believing him. And the second part, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him.
But so our faith is supposed to draw us nearer to him. And that's what is pleasing to God. And I feel like it's simple and complicated all at once. It's simple in the fact that faith doesn't cost us anything. It's not something that we have to earn. It's not a checklist thing. We have to have faith in him. And
not just that he exists, but
have faith in the promises that he gives us in the Bible, and to draw near to him. That's not something, it's not a pound of flesh, you know, it's not a burnt sacrifice of our firstborn. This is something that God gives us freely now, since Jesus died for us and rose from the dead.
And I love that we have this access to draw near to him. We're able, we have the ability to draw near to God, and he draws near to us. But he also rewards us as we seek him. It doesn't always mean you get whatever you want. It's no genie in the bottle situation. Well, if I draw near to God, he'll give me everything I want. But he will reward you on multiple levels. Even if you don't receive exactly what you want, he'll still give you, maybe it's peace or maybe it's extra grace. He'll show up and he'll surprise you in different ways all the time when you seek him. And when you expect him to do that, because we're supposed to believe not only that he exists, but he's also going to reward us as we seek him. We have to believe that. And if we don't, we're not pleasing God. I can imagine he probably will be up there sometimes like, oh, they're asking me, they're coming to me, but they're not believing that I'm going to help them. They're, well, maybe God, if you don't mind, if you think about it or get around to it, maybe you can help me if you're not too busy. You know, that's not the approach we're to have with our Father. It's, hey, Dad, I've got this going on, and I need you to help me. I need you to guide me. I need wisdom. Here are all my things. And he cares about all of the things. That took me a long time to understand, that God wasn't just interested in the big things or whatever. He cares about everything about you. And the more we bring relationally everything to him and believe he's listening and believe he cares.
And sometimes our prayer can be just, Father God, please help me in my unbelief, or please see me through this. Our prayers don't have to be complicated depending on what spiritual battle you're dealing with right now. He wants to hear from us. And just in that, even praying to help you in your unbelief, you're praying in faith, because you're still asking him for his help and for his guidance. And I always ask for his forgiveness, because so far off the path some days.
We all are. that's where he has grace and mercy for us, is because we're not going to be perfect. There's no perfect person. We're talking about the Old Testament, some of the Old Testament greats at the moment.
And it amazes me how they didn't have access to God like we did. That we get to talk to Jesus directly, and that he tore the veil and there is no separation between us and God.
We get to come straight to the throne. Straight to the throne room. Anywhere.
These Old Testament, though, the Old Testament is the biggest soap opera that you ever did read. I highly suggest reading the Old Testament, just starting at the beginning.
It's not the same as when you heard it in Sunday school growing up either, because they give you these like really sweet versions of things, or the VeggieTales version of things, because they can't tell you all the details of what happened. It's juicy.
Yeah. And so in Hebrews, and they're talking about faith, and whoever draws near him needs to believe, and he rewards those who seek him. And so going on our truth of the week, Catherine listed out some of the greats for these purposes.
Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah. I just want to talk about Noah for just a minute. Okay. Because I can imagine Stephen goes off to work and he comes home and I'm like, hey, guess what? There's going to be a flood. God told me, and I need to build
a boat.
A gigantic boat in our backyard.
I wonder if he actually had built anything, even a small boat, before. Because there wasn't any water by them, right?
Like, I don't think so.
My husband comes home and tells me he needs to build a boat. I might have his head checked.
Yeah. I seriously be like, you're doing what now?
Oh, I'd be so one of God those told horrible you what? People.
God told you we're building a boat. Okay. Boat. And like, think about it. In your neighborhood right now. All the people around you see what you're doing. You're building a boat for the flood that you say God told you was going to happen.
A huge boat.
And the flood that's going to wipe out the earth. And they're like, okay, crazy. Yeah, but he was rewarded for that faith. Did he see rain or a flood for how many years did you say it was?
It was 100 years.
That's a long time.
He built, yeah. I can't even imagine. There are some things that if I have to wait 100 days for something... I mean, Amazon Prime, hello, 2 days. If it's a third day,
you're checking your phone. You're like, where is this thing?
Where's my package? Did it get delivered to my neighbors? What's going on? Can you imagine like 100 years?
100 years.
We are in such a, we are so spoiled right now. And it's just craziness.
Yeah. So some of the things we have to wait to see without getting instant gratification for what we're having faith in. Some of these greats had to wait a long time too. And there was Sarah, who was told she was going to have a child, and she got really, really old and thought, okay, I'm not going to be having kids now. But God told me I was going to have kids, so it's got to happen, but I don't know how it's going to happen.
But that was a good lesson in Sarah, because she got impatient and tried to handle things her own way.
Oh, yeah.
And things went very wrong. Very, very wrong.
Yep.
And thankfully, God was still faithful in his promise, though. So he came through.
Even when we mess up on our faith journey, God still has grace and mercy for us as we continue to push through with that faith of waiting for the things we can't see. Think about the walls of Jericho.
I love that story.
It's a great story. Can you imagine doing it?
I can't imagine getting something so clear that says 7 times. Go around the wall 7 times.
And then you have to scream at the wall. You got to scream at the wall.
Could you imagine what those men were thinking that didn't get the message? This guy must be crazy.
Again, you're listening to a leader now, you know, that's telling you secondhand information to you. It's like, well, God told me this and we're going to go do this. Those people had to have faith not only in God, but they had to have faith in their leader who heard from God.
Yeah.
To follow through and do this crazy walk around and then scream at walls. And they were getting yelled at and made fun of the entire time they were walking around those walls, as I'm sure they had doubts because they're human.
It had to have been really rough, but then they still did it. They walked it out in faith. They did it, and God rewarded them. That was... For the walls to just fall down and crumble.
They didn't have to do anything else, yeah.
I can't even imagine. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall and just to see that. It's one of those times in history that people, after getting made fun of, they could honestly just say, huh, see, told you. My kids love to say, told you so.
That's right. I also like the example with Abraham. And I've known some people to do this as well. Kind of what Abraham did as far as being told, okay, here's a place I want you to go. Here's a locate. There's a land for you. There's a different state I want you to move to. There's a place I want you to go, but you don't get to see it yet. You don't get to know the whole reasoning behind why I'm sending you out or why I'm sending you here. But then they act, they walk in faith. They pack up their bags. They pack up their boxes. They move. They go. And then God delivers on his promises because they were obedient and walked out in their faith without seeing first. And then he rewards them. And I think it's a beautiful thing that God rewards us as we believe without seeing.
This week's challenge is asking yourself, are you drawing near to God with the anticipation of good? Make sure you're looking for how God is moving and going to work for you and not against you.
We are so glad you joined us today. Hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing and catch all of our new happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com.
Don't forget to like and share us. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.